Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President with John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining. Just as a reminder, as we get started, if you want to get the blog that goes along with our podcast conversation today, if you want to learn more about our five levels of leadership content that really this entire podcast was based off of, I want you to visit johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. And there you can fill out a form, leave your name. Also, leave a question or a comment for Perry and I. Yeah, please. Helps us with content. And we'd be more than happy to dig into that on a future
some
episode
great
with
questions
you.
Lately. People are thinking. I'm enjoying
and
it.
Listening. I'm excited about that. Well, today's topic is how to develop a servant leader mindset. Yes. And we just last episode did an entire episode on servant leadership and how Perry just created an incredible servant leadership training course. And we've been rolling it out to organizations. And if you want to access that servant leadership course and the training that Perry's been doing with executive teams, I want to encourage you to go to johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. And there you can fill out a form, leave your request, and our team will follow back up with you on that. Well, today's topic is titled, How to Develop a Servant Leader Mindset. I love this topic because we kind of debunked a little bit of a myth last episode about really what a servant leadership is or people perceive it to be. And I really believe that a servant leader, they have to have a different mindset when leading people. And it's much opposite than a traditional leadership model, you know. A lot of times people lead by either how they were led or how they want to be led. And there's so much more to that. It's around the mindset. Is that where you're going with this? Or what made you think about it from a mindset standpoint?
Yeah, it's really, we've heard so much. You brought it up last week on the previous episode that some people think about servant leadership being weak or simple, uncomplicated. It's that it's soft. I've heard different things. And I just find that to be completely unfounded. If you've ever tried this to be a true servant leader, it requires an intentional mindset and very specific actions and skills that we use the word subordinate yourself to service of the people on the team to help make them successful. And it's not easy. It requires a certain mindset. So I decided I had not seen a servant leader mindset written anywhere, but I thought, you know, that to me, as I've been studying this, I really need to adapt to a mindset of thinking like this. It doesn't naturally come natural. We talked last week about serving and leading at the same time. There's a bit of a contrast there, a bit of a paradox. You got to think, how do I need to do both of these things at the same time? Can I do it? So that's where I was going.
Well, I love it. And I want to just our listeners that didn't get a chance, I want to encourage you to listen to last week, but we love this definition from Kuzes and Posner on servant leadership. It says, a leader whose actions and motivations reflect a selfless commitment to a cause, an organization, or their teammates. And so I just wanted to kind of set that as the foundation of how we kind of are basing this off of the definition of servant leadership. Well, I see you have, I'm very excited, and you're serving me well. I see you have a 5-part model on the mindset of a servant leader.
It's such a great number, 5, don't you think?
Love it.
But I think each of these 5 components needs to be in place if you're going to have this mindset. And the first one is really around what is your intent and what it means. And you can think about a servant leader versus the traditional leader style is that a traditional leader style may have intent for the company, for the goal. The intent of a servant leader is really to lead the person, to serve the person, the teammate.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that when you see the word intent, it's really, I haven't really thought about what's my intent as a leader. It kind of came natural. A servant leader requires an intentional mindset on that.
Yeah, and I love when we talk about the word intent because we often talk about there's a big gap in the leader's intent versus how we're being received or perceived. That's why I love that this is number one, because we need to make sure that this mindset behind being a servant leader starts with your intent behind leading people. And yes, we need to make sure that we're staying focused on agendas and deliverables and driving results, But if we do that at the expense of our people and not putting our people first and our intent behind leading them and making them as successful as they possibly can be, I think we're missing it, and we will not be perceived as a servant leader.
I was going to say, when you said that, do you think people can perceive your intent? Do you present yourself in such a way they think what's important to you?
I absolutely think you can.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I absolutely think there's a massive gap between our intent and how we're being received or perceived as a leader, but it's our job as leaders to close that gap.
Shrink it. Yeah.
So can we do it? Absolutely. It takes a lot of work. And but I think this is where it starts, right?
Number two is around the word presence, and it's really about focused attention. So if you have the intent to serve the person, then your presence is that focused attention on the person, and you are fully engaged with the teammate. And you think about this from a traditional, maybe get your thoughts on that. How does that differ from a traditional leadership? Where is your presence? Where your intent and your presence are focused differently?
I'm convicted. I appreciate it, Perry, but I feel like when you just asked me that question, I was a leader.
Not to look at you.
Yeah, listeners, once again, this lesson that Perry has created is directly for me. This happens often and doesn't tell me about it till we get into the lesson. But when you talk about being present is really, right, we're talking about like most traditional leaders got 100 other things going on. And that you can see it in there while you're sitting down and you're talking to them, you see they're not there, right? Mm-hmm. And they're not present with you. They're not focused on the issue at hand or maybe what's really important to them. And I think one of the greatest compliments you can get as a leader is, man, when I'm having a conversation with Perry, it feels like nothing else is going on in Perry's leadership world, even though I know Perry's got 1,000 things going on. And when I think about that, that's a mindset of you getting in and saying, man, I'm going to make sure that Chris knows that right now I want to be present for this conversation. And this is the most important thing for me is this conversation with him, not the 1,000 other things that you got going on. And I think so many times as leaders, we have so many things going on that we don't do a good job of that. And why I say I'm convicted, because I'm thinking about conversations I've had in the last 48 hours where I'm like, I don't know that I was very present for that conversation. And so does that display a servant leader's mindset?
One thing I've learned in the study of servant leadership and being able to address that mindset is those two things have to be in alignment. We've only talked about two of the five, which is my intent is for the people, then my presence will come. If my intent is for the company, my presence is going to, they need to be in alignment.
Yes.
Or my presence is going to be tangled up in the distractions of the larger organizational instead of focusing on the person. So it's, to me, it's an alignment thing on those first two. Number three is about provision. And this means to, how do you take care of or supply the needs of the people on the team? Mm. And you think, what is your role? If I'm in, my intent is for the people, I have focused attention and presence, then how do I provide for the people on the team? What is the provision to do that? I'll give you an example and then you get your comment on it. But I didn't put this into any of the training, but it's kind of the idea of a shepherd. And sheep is that the shepherd, the sheep are everything. You take this, everything the shepherd does, he or she is caring for and providing for and has complete intent for the safety of and the provision of the sheep. And that when you think about it that way, I start to think about what is my role as a servant leader? How do I provide for the team and for individuals?
Yeah. And outside of just going, well, they get paid to work here. Right? Like you should be happy you're working here. You got a paycheck coming to you on Friday. And that's the problem, leaders. When your team begins to work inside the organization or your team because of just that paycheck, it's a big reason. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But just because of that paycheck, that's not the only way that you need to be providing for them. But if you're not thinking like that, that should give you signals that you don't necessarily lead with a servant leadership mindset. Because there's other ways to provide for the team and then care, which I see you have down as number four.
Yeah, right? Thinking about how you really, they connect.
They do.
If I got my intent is for the person. My presence is focused attention.
That's good.
My provision, I'm thinking about how to provide for them. And now I'm looking about how do I care for them? And care is the way we present that is really caring for them personally. caring for their family, caring for how and when and when where they work, the conditions of their work, all kinds of things that get tangled up in the idea of caring for someone at a level that says, I want you to succeed. I'm here to make sure you have what you need.
I remember early on in 2019, I should say early on in the pandemic in 2019, some of the best leadership advice that I'd read or received was, hey, you need to make sure that your team knows that you care for their safety. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing that you can be doing right now. What makes them feel comfortable? Where do they feel safe? And I thought, man, that like too many of us as leaders during those times and maybe now in everyday life, we go, man, again, we begin thinking about what's going on professionally. We don't necessarily think about personally. And I get it. There's a balance that you need to have between those two. But I would encourage you to be thinking about those that you have influence with, that you think about them both professionally and personally of how you can care for them.
And number five, so if I've got the right intent and I'm present and I'm providing and I'm showing care, then the number five was reward. Am I celebrating the progress, the results, the effort that I'm seeing from each member of the team and letting them know that they're not just spinning their tires, that we're actually making progress and rewarding that. It's come up a lot of times recently on these 360 degree assessments we do for leaders that that you don't celebrate. You, especially with the intensity of the last 2 years, is that they're saying that, wow, we hit the number, and then guess what we got next week? Another number.
A bigger number.
a bigger number. And you're not even... We didn't celebrate what we did. And I said, well, did you make the number? Oh, yeah, we made the number. We just got to look at the next year. And the leadership moved right past it. So don't underestimate the power of celebration.
Yeah, you definitely have to reward them. John, I've had the privilege of working alongside for John for a long time. And there's not anybody else in my life that thinks bigger and has bigger goals than John. But, man, there's nobody that likes to celebrate more than he does. And so we'll celebrate big accomplishments, big goals. But then as that celebration is wrapping up, he's like, hey, everybody, go ahead and put your seatbelts on. Let me tell you where we're going next. And so it's okay to challenge them, but don't do it outside of rewarding them, to your point. So if you want to be leading, as I wrap up, is if you want to be leading with a servant leadership mindset, and that's where it starts, right? What is in our mind will come first, then what our behaviors will follow after that. And so I just want to encourage you, go back to the five things that Perry's laid out for us, and where he talks about, hey, what's the intent behind what you're doing? Where's your presence in regards to your conversations and your leadership and your meetings? And whether it's Zoom, whether it's phone calls, they can feel that, right? So make sure you're very present. How are you providing? What's the provision? Number four, we talked about that. How are you caring for them? What are you thinking about when regards to caring for them? And then finally, the celebration or the reward. So this is the beginning of how you become a more effective servant leader. And I just want to encourage you to do it. I don't think organizations have enough servant leaders inside their world. And it does take a warrior to be able to lead that way and consistently lead that way for a long time.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Chris. And thank you all for joining us. As a reminder, if you want to get the learner guide for this episode, you can do that at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can also leave a comment or a question for us there. You can also learn more about the five levels of leadership and the 360 degree leader. We're always glad to hear from you. We hope you'll leave a comment there for us. And we're always grateful that you would join us here each week. That's all today from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.